My name is Keith Denies. I'm the director of Snipers Online. I'm speaking to you from Pulaski, Wisconsin.
Right. Keith, I guess tell us just a little bit about Snipers Online, what it is, and what you seek to do.
Snipers Online is a nonprofit educational association of law enforcement and military snipers. Earlier this year, we had a couple of our members that were deployed to active duty, and they contacted the association asking for assistance with some equipment needs that they found that they had and that the military, because of budgetary reasons, was not able to provide. Our membership dug into their own personal pockets, their personal deployment bags, pulled out equipment, and shipped it to these members. That kind of started a program which we call Adopt a Sniper, where what we've done is we've made contact with other snipers that are actively deployed in the different theaters of combat that are currently out there. We've made contact with them. We are raising funds, collecting equipment, and directly shipping these items over to them.
Now, are these items that are, I guess, specifically related to their MOI as snipers, or are these more the sort of general sorts of things that other folks, other members of the services are asking for?
We found that the general items such as handy wipes, that kind of thing, mom and dad for the soldiers have been very good at providing them. But when a soldier asks for a Black Hawk Molly III strike plate carrier, mom kind of doesn't know what that is and doesn't know where to get it. As active duty snipers, which everybody that's involved in this particular endeavor is, we've got the knowledge as to what they're talking about, and we've got the resources to reach out and into the community and find what they need. So our major drive has been to provide those type of items. Now, are we still shipping handy wipes and that kind of thing? Sure. We don't want to ship just a small box over. If we're going to pay for shipping for something, we might as well fill the box. So we're still collecting anything from toilet paper to Copenhagen and shipping it over to these gentlemen.
For the specialized items, do you think you folks are doing can get it to your guys more quickly than if they go through the regular supply chain and have to put in some sort of requisition and wait for it to get done that way?
Generally, that's what they're telling us. We've got a lot quicker turnaround. We've got a number of the companies have set us up with special accounts so that we can get discount pricing. And then it's a mail shipment directly to the individual soldier in the field. So when he goes and picks up his mail, he's getting it instead of having to wait for it to go through the supply clerk, the documentation having to be done. All the little intricacies that are involved in the bureaucracy of the military, it's getting the equipment into their hands a lot quicker.
Sure. Do you have any sense, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want, but any sense from some of these folks that they were less than happy or less than satisfied with the kind of equipment they were sent in with?
Our general premise towards that is the Army provides them with the basics for them to get the job done. The Army has been, over the course of years, has been asked to be run like a corporation, so they prioritize things. Unfortunately, a lot of the things that they're asking for fall to the bottom of the priority list. And most of them understand that. Are they happy with it? Well, no, they're not going to be because they want to do the best job that they can. That is where we're stepping in. We're allowing them to do a more efficient job. The sniper in and of himself is what's known as a force multiplier because of his high accuracy. It's not like launching a tank round into a building where you have a lot of collateral damage to take out one lone combatant. You've got one individual firing one round to deal with a problem, and it's usually dealt with quite effectively. That's where we're stepping in. We're making them more efficient in their job.
And I'm guessing that with snipers and the equipment provided by the Army or the other branches of service, I mean, one size doesn't fit all. I mean, there's a lot of individual variability about how these guys like to have their equipment set up, I'm guessing.
Well, we're all individuals, and everybody, there's certain things that work better for one individual than the other. But generally, we found that it's pretty consistent what they're asking for overall. The big thing has been the strike plate carriers that I had mentioned earlier. There's some problems with the body armor and the way that the way the stock fits against their shoulder and able to get a good sight picture through their scopes. We found that a number of snipers actually have to strip their body armor in combat in order to get a decent stock weld in order to be effective. The strike plate carriers allow them to take the armor out of their Army-issued carriers and wear that and still be able to get a decent stock weld. It's pretty consistent as to what they're asking for.
Keith, I don't have a whole lot more to ask here. The folks you're dealing with over there, are these primarily, I think you may have referred to this, are these primarily active duty military, or do you have some guardsmen and reservists as well?
We've got both full-time active duty. There's also as a matter of fact, there is a unit right here from Wisconsin that we're helping support. Three gentlemen who, when their unit was deployed, were designated as snipers. They went into this pretty green. We bought them some drag bag carriers, some Harris bipods, some things that they did not have, and a couple other items, and supplied it to them. So we're helping boys right here from Wisconsin and from all over.
You looking for any support or contributions from the general public?
The biggest thing is we're asking for contributions. Everything that's spent on this goes back towards the effort. Nobody at Snipers Online takes a dollar in salary. It's all a volunteer effort. The only thing we spend it on is equipment and the cost of getting the stuff over there. We have a website up for the program itself. It's at adoptasniper.org, www.adoptasniper.org, where you can go take a look at some of the input back from the individuals that we're supporting and actually make donations right online. There's also, if you have access to some of the equipment needs that we have, there's addresses there where you can direct ship the items straight to our people that are handling our shipping.
Great. Keith, I don't have any other questions. Anything in closing you think relevant here that that we haven't touched on?
I just want to say that I'm very happy with the support that we have been seeing. The general public understands that these guys are out there for the betterment. And the better job that they do, the more likely it is that our friends and family will be coming home.